Like people across the country every morning, many LaSalleurs unwrap their local newspapers with a sense of dread. They anticipate stories of innocent children struck by stray bullets, impoverished communities plagued by endemic violence, and social service agencies hampered by state budget cuts. Add to that the national news headlines proclaiming shootings of unarmed black civilians, terrorist attacks prompted by hate, and the worst refugee crisis in modern history. Some of us raise the white flag of surrender. The enormity of the problem defeats us. No matter what we do, suffering will continue to seep from every edge of the world. So we stop listening, or we listen absent of hope. Others of us choose to ignore the headlines, as if all the efforts we expend to orchestrate our lives will otherwise prove futile. Feeling threatened, we stop listening. Others of us react still differently. Instead of ceasing to listen, we listen hard, but to only one thread of the web of information streaming toward us. We become single-issue soldiers, beating an activist drum and interpreting all other news through the lens of that single issue. All of those reactions help us cope, winnowing the voices from outside, screening out what we have difficulty processing, limiting what penetrates our minds and souls. Deep down, we want to listen to all the voices. We were created to be social, empathic, other-oriented people. But we know we cannot process every single voice. We cannot address every ounce of pain and suffering. We cannot act as change agents for every worthy cause. What can we do? Rather than ceasing to listen, or listening narrowly, or listening without hope, we can listen wisely, engage the needs of the world authentically, true to ourselves and to our generous instincts. Just as we are called to practice listening inside out, we are called to practice listening outside in. Listening outside in, with intentionality and wisdom, becomes an exercise to fuel our generosity. In Search of Big Ideas. After the excitement and media attention of the $500 check giveaway subsided, and we had listened inside out to discern how best to allocate that money, the church approached its next monumental task, to resolve how to allocate the remaining $1.4 million. As you might suspect, literature on church leadership doesn't cover the topic of unexpected windfalls and how to distribute them. Across the country, only a handful of other churches have managed similar serendipitous events, not enough to draw any conclusions about a pattern of best practices. So LaSalle navigated new territory. As you probably gathered from the stories shared thus far, LaSalle embraces an ethos of what one former pastor termed every member ministry. Church members have a say in the church's direction. The vote in 1970 to invest in Atrium Village occurred after a Wednesday night worship service, not a board meeting. Leaning toward democracy runs deep at LaSalle. Democracy complicates decisions. Yet LaSalle's elders and leadership council committed to the principle of involvement from the start, regardless of the difficulties such a commitment might impose. And there were bound to be difficulties. How in the world do you get more than 300 church members to agree on how to spend money? Our church needed a deliberate, thoughtful approach. We needed to listen wisely. The chair of our council proposed that we conduct interviews to hear people's ideas on how to spend the money, but not your garden variety, tick-the-box kinds of surveys. Instead, each interview began with basic questions about the person's history at LaSalle. What attracted them to the church? Who in the church had influenced them? What kept them attending? Then the queries moved to key moments in their experience at LaSalle, with reflections on what those moments revealed about the church. Only at the end of the interview did we seek suggestions for how to spend the windfall, for the causes and concerns weighing on congregants' hearts. Listening attentively seeks more than answers. It searches for the journey to the answers.